All right, here we go. So yesterday, the S&P 500 finished higher and snapped its losing streak. But then we have NVIDIA and their conference. And tomorrow we have the Fed meeting. Markets are nervous. So what's happening in the markets? How does this affect our positions? And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Tuesday, March 19th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And boy, Mark, I mean, markets just have a hard time finding direction right now.
They really do. And you look at that upper range there for the S&P 500, kind of between 5,100 and 5,200, trying to figure out what comes next, because we know that the Fed and tomorrow's report is a big deal. So
we'll so that's what's happening. I mean, the Fed meeting officially starts today, but really we will hear what they are deciding tomorrow together with the Fed statement and Jerome Powell's press conference. And until then, I mean, we know the markets have been recently all about the Fed and NVIDIA. I mean, these seems to be the only two topics that everybody is talking about. Okay. Inflation, interest rates, Fed, that's one bucket. And NVIDIA is the other bucket.
Yeah, I mean, we have that Magnificent Seven, but you're right. The headlines have all been about NVIDIA and maybe a little profit-taking going into tomorrow. I mean, NVIDIA has just had such a nice run that, I mean, gosh, does it hurt to take some profits around an event that could create some uncertainty? I don't think so. I can't blame anybody.
Well, plus NVIDIA has their conference this week. And this is where yesterday they announced new AI chips. And here we see the new AI chips. And yet NVIDIA is down today 2.5%. So is this not what traders and investors expected? I mean, I think if they came out and say, yeah, you know what? I think we're fine with our chips. We don't do anything else. Then NVIDIA would have taken a hit. But here, they have a new AI chip and graphics processors. It's dubbed Blackwell, expected to ship later this year. So it's not really in the distant future. It's kind of in the near future. Yet the reaction to it is negative.
Yeah, but I still think this is a some profit taking and kind of a buy the rumor, sell the fact, right? Not enough excitement to propel this stock higher and see it, you know, take another, you know, 25% gain to the upside, but not enough to you know, send it lower. Instead, taking a little profits, pausing here. I mean, I love bar charts and that's all I look at. But if you look at a line chart, this is nothing, right? You just see this real nice line. It's barely a blip, you know? I mean, same with the S&P, the line chart on the S&P. It's like, I mean, we've had a nice year and for everybody starts to panic if there's a little red or there's two down days in a row. But really, it's just a little bit of a pause in the move that we've seen. There you go.
Yeah, so all eyes on the Fed tomorrow. What will Powell say? And I mean, we talked about it. Traders are right now not expecting a whole lot from the Fed. I mean, obviously, rates will remain unchanged, probably also in the May meeting. And then if we look until the end of the year, we have two possible rate cuts, and we talked about it. That's probably what Powell will say tomorrow. The updated dot plot that they do not see no longer three rate cuts this year, maybe one or two. So this is where I feel there will be some downward pressure tomorrow.
I agree. I think that that's most likely just because I really don't think that the Fed or Powell's going to come out and say something that's just super optimistic. I mean, not a bad thing, but just the fact that there will be fewer cuts and the next cut might not be as soon as anticipated, right? And traders won't like that.
Yeah, so this where looking at the chart here, I believe that I wanted to bring up the 50-day moving average. I believe that tomorrow we could get closer to the 50-day moving average. I mean, not touching it, but if you think about it, right now we are trading at around 5,150, right? So if we are talking about a 1% move lower, that's around 50 points. A 2% move lower would be around 100 points. And I do believe it is reasonable if we pull back towards the 50-50 level. I think that tomorrow will probably, tomorrow and Thursday, because we know it, there's always three reactions to the Fed. There's the initial one when the statement is coming out, a second one when Powell talks, and then usually we see a third reaction on the next day. So I believe that on Thursday, we will see the S&P probably hovering between 5,100 and or 50-50 and 5,100. That would be my guess.
I think that's a good call there. I mean, what I would love to see is that there's a little shakeout and a dip tomorrow after the statement. So we could add with another wheel or two wheel trades and after a pullback in the market. And then I'd love to see some follow through to the upside on Friday. But the reality is I think that markets are a little nervous. I think a pullback would be healthy and we're due. And I don't think that the Fed's going to say anything that that traders really want to hear.
Right. I don't see a rally tomorrow. That would be very surprising. Now, looking at today, I mean, hard for this market to keep down. We opened lower. At first, we're pushing lower, but now pushing higher towards yesterday's closing price. The S&P is just 3 points away from yesterday's closing price, which is next to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much a gap fill at this point. And you, like you said, opening lower, we saw red in the futures markets going into today's open, led by tech. So tech was weakest and NVIDIA playing a role in that. But we also saw some other, you know, Tesla was down. I think Microsoft was down. Apple was positive going into the open, but overall tech in the red.
Yeah, especially the semiconductors today. I mean, NVIDIA, if NVIDIA has a bad day, everybody else has a bad day. AMD actually down 6% today. Marvel, wow. If you just focus in here, right? I mean, Marvel Technologies down 4%. MPWR down 4%. So, I mean, these are big moves. Intel down 2.5%.
Yeah, that's a, you know, pretty decent move for AMD. AMD more than 20% off of its highs that were established Friday, March 8th.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's an interesting day today. So markets are lower. And if you look at this, the 10-year yield is lower and the 2-year yield is lower. I mean, retracing a little bit from these highs, the highs of the months or the last 30 days, that we made yesterday, down quite significantly. I mean, 0.4% for the 10-year yield, 0.75%, 0.75% for the 2-year yield.
Also interesting to see the VIX pulling back. So market slightly lower, yields lower, VIX lower.
Yeah, I mean, really, really, really super odd.
Go figure.
Go figure. So this is why, I mean, we decided not to take any trades today and rather wait of how this shakes out tomorrow. But we still have our existing trades going on, and there's our little buddy CSIQ. And with all this talk about interest rates, CSIQ not liking it, moving a little bit lower, or right now just shy of 19, trading at 1891 here.
Yeah, still approaching what has been support. So we saw that dip below 19. I think it was two earnings seasons before where we had that big sell-off and then rally. But we'll have to see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah. So on the other hand, NE nicely moving higher today. So if we zoom in, we see that NE today up 1% against the market. So that's good. That's what we want to see. Next stop, it seems that next stop is 63, 64, and then hopefully going towards our break even and our cost basis at 67.07 and 69.50.
That is the plan. Loving that move higher in NEE. And speaking of moves higher, UPS. Did you see that? It's kind of
UPS
out of the blue.
Also,
today.
Very nicely. I mean, quite a reversal here today. Because we opened lower, but right now trading higher. Let's see. I don't think that I will be able to sell the 157.50 just yet. Ah, it's getting close. 27%.
Nice.
I might actually put an order in there because what I need is 53 cents. Right now it's trading at 47 because we never know what happens tomorrow. So might as well take some premium off the table. Selling contra calls against half of my position. So I'll put the order in and try to get 55 cents here for it.
Love it. Yeah, bid 47, offer 50, so not too far away. Looks like high of the day is 52 cents, so it'd need to move a little bit up to get that 55, but that works.
I like that idea. Okay, good. So UPS, yay! Going over to WTF positions. So let's take a look at the portfolio here. CTSH, that is one that we entered yesterday. This morning, still a bit down here. We're down 0.2%. It's kind of with the overall market, right? And at this point, this win the fear, right? We had it lower. And we will all never be able to perfectly time it and catch the bottom. But I mean, with today's move, it seems that it wants to push higher. Also good to see that it is not down as much as the overall market here.
Yeah, and we just need to play them. It's a numbers game.
Yeah. Merck today also just around the unchanged mark. So it seems that Merck now has found a bottom here somewhere around 120, and we needed to pull back up. We got in at 124.68, so we're down a little bit on this one. Let's see, I'm down 2.8% on this one. Our stop loss at 117, so we're still far away from our stop loss. But also, come on, buddy, let's move higher.
Yes.
TTD, the trade desk. I mean, this is kind of working out perfectly, I would say. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up 2% on this one, and that's exactly what we are looking for with the WTF strategy. So here we have almost caught the bottom.
Yeah, almost a picture-perfect WTF, getting that oversold environment and situation to set us up with a high probability buy, and 2 days of gains could have a signal to close at tomorrow's open or for tomorrow's open.
On the other hand, ZS is not playing ball just yet. So with ZS, we actually needed it to pull higher. So we did get in at 201.14, and right now it's trading $10 lower. So that's just shy of 5% that we are down on this one. Let's see. Ready for this to pull higher?
Yeah, this one pulling back more than the others. Marcus, I have a few others that I took in addition to those that were both in.
Yep.
I traded ABT. And ABT did see a reversal yesterday, up today, but not quite back where I entered. AEP was another one I traded. That's working out okay, just edging higher, which is great. And then CSX was another one I took.
CSX? Oh, just hovering around there, around your entry price, slightly up.
So all in all, a bunch of trades on, just waiting to get some exit signals. We might have maybe two more exiting today, and then we'll see what tomorrow brings with the Fed.
Yeah, so that's the big one. And you might have seen it. We did release a new version of the PowerX Optimizer. So we made quite a few improvements here. Let's just go to the release notes. As you can see, a whole lot going on. And because we have so much going on, we decided to do a webinar today. So it seems that everybody's reading the release notes. They're not loading as quickly as I wanted to. So we're doing a webinar today. You should have received an email. This for those of you who do own the PowerX Optimizer. And we'll talk about all of the features. Let's see if it loaded in the background. Yeah, here we go. So we do have new stock screeners. We have a WTF scanner, select multiple indices. As you can see, a total of 12 enhancements here. So you definitely want to tune into the webinar. And I do believe, Mark, that over the next few days, we'll talk more about these new stock screeners that we have right now.
Yeah, I love the new features. Just a lot on the list, but this is a good start. And if you've been following along, you know just how far the software has come over the last couple of years.
It's getting better and better. Well, because the idea here is, I mean, I've been talking about it and that we want to create the best trading software in the world. And what does it mean, best, right? I mean, first of all, it means it helps you to make money. Number two, it's still easy to use. And that's what we are striving for with every single release. And we're doing approximately one release per month, maybe one every 5-6 weeks. So, but definitely around 10 releases per year to make the software better and better.
Love it. Love it.
All right, final look at the markets. The markets haven't decided yet what to do. And I'm not surprised because everybody is waiting for the big event tomorrow. And so are we. So make sure that you tune in again tomorrow. If you enjoyed today's stock market update and coffee with Marcus and Mark here, give us a like. Really appreciate it. There's also a share button right underneath if you feel that this was useful information that you would like to share it with others. And then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.